Everyone, this is Craig Durr, Chief Analyst and Founder of the Collab Collective. I want to welcome you to another episode of Direct from the Expo. We are here live at ISC 2026, and I'm here visiting with a really good friend, Eric DeGiorgi, CEO of NetSpeak. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's hard to believe we're here a year later.
It is. Now, I'm actually saying this because I've had a chance to speak to you several times here over the industry conferences. We first met at Enterprise Connect, right?
That's right.
Where we talked about what was coming. Then came Infocom, and you guys actually had some announcements and brought things forward. Here we are, just less than 8 months from now, and you've got a lot of great excitement here on the show floor.
Yeah.
Tell me about the evolution.
Yeah, so we actually launched here at the show in the Innovation Park just last year.
Yeah.
And what we were showing at that time was largely conceptual. Like, we knew we could build it, and we were testing and seeing how the market would respond. And here we are a year later with shippable product, really, really following up on all of the things that we promised.
I love that. From concept to Innovation Park to here you are, engaging with customers in a very live, real, generally available product, right?
That's right.
Hey,
yeah.
Let's talk about this something here, though. You know, a lot of companies that I've seen here talk about being an AI native company, but it doesn't seem natural for some people. But you talk about being AI native. What does that mean in terms of NetSpeak?
Well, we had the benefit of starting from scratch, right? So we had a clean sheet of paper, and we made the decision to just be an AI-forward, AI-focused company. And so what does that actually mean practically or tangibly?
Yeah.
So let's just take an example of a simple utterance or statement. I need to reboot a room, and I need to talk to our platform, Lena, and I need to, hey, reboot this space. It's one sentence.
Right.
We translate, in a matter of a few seconds, that sentence to over 10,000 words.
Wow.
Just to process the context and everything. It's very easy to get a response from an AI.
Right.
It's very hard to get the right response every time. And that's what this industry and any enterprise deployment demands, right? You're controlling equipment. It needs to be right every single time. And so we architect the platform from day one to go and take that one sentence and translate it into 10,000 words.
Wow.
In order to make sure that the reboot works every single time.
You know, another phrase that was very popular last year was agentic AI, right?
Sure.
And this year, you know what, there's a new phrase, orchestration.
Orchestration.
Now, I'm hearing a lot about that, but you've talked about orchestration and the concepts of NetSpeak for a while.
That's right.
When we talked about this back at Infocom.
Yeah, so
what does that mean to you, orchestration?
So let's get out of our industry for a minute.
Okay.
And just think about orchestration in a symphony orchestra with musicians, right? And so what happens in that space is you have all these horn players and string players and percussionists that are playing these instruments, and they're coming together to play in a symphony.
Okay.
But what brings them together? It's the conductor. And the conductor orchestrates the orchestra, right? So just think about it like that. It's the act of orchestration. Right? And so it brings harmony to all those disparate musicians and instruments. And so to bring it back into our industry, we're not musicians playing instruments, but what we are is an industry of hardware and software coming together to create collaboration spaces and communication spaces. And so it's hardware, it's software, it's all the information and telemetry and signals coming from all of that. And so we see our platform as the conductor that understands when each device or, you know, when each instrument should be played.
Okay.
What's the crescendo and the emotion. But what we're doing is we're really putting that into the workspace. And it sounds simple, but the end result is just having it work. And so we bring it all together and we bring harmony to the technology.
I love that. So in the space of a UC ecosystem or signage ecosystem,
that's right.
You're actually conducting and making beautiful music.
Exactly.
Now, you're actually bringing to market, though, a couple of new instruments this time.
Yes.
As well, too. One of the ones I'm really excited about is what you call is the concept of memory.
Yes.
What does that mean in this context?
So our platform, as it has been built, is very capable, right? You've got an intelligence that has encyclopedic knowledge of all the different technologies and vendors and everything that we have here. But it's kind of sight reading, to bring it back to the musical analogy, right? But now what we're doing is we've put a multi-layer memory platform in place. So everything that Lena does,
right,
every interaction Lena has with a human being, everything that Lena does with a device, everything that the device admits, all of the stuff that's going on is committed to memory,
right,
in a very kind of intelligent way. So when something happens, Lena's able to not just respond to it as like sight reading a piece of music, but Lena's able to tap into that memory and say, well, this thing kind of happens. There's a quirky thing that happens in this space. Yeah, you know, every week on Thursday, this thing gets unplugged and, you know, oh, it so happens to be that's when the cleaning crew come in. So it's stuff like that that Lena wouldn't be able to understand and discover and work through just on looking at it at a singular kind of moment time, but committing things to memory at the device level, at the space level, even at the user level or the tenant, the entire organization. I had something update and it broke over here. Well, I'm in my other, you know, my European office instead of my North American office, but I have the same topology or same equipment. And now Lena knows, well, hey, that broke over there. We're going to maybe, I should tell the user not to update this.
Right. I love that. This is, you're talking about memory within the context of my own deployment, my own ecosystem.
Exactly.
And one of these great analogies I think you and I talk about, it's the idea of like, you may hire that PhD student who has subject matter expertise,
right.
but this is now taking that person and giving them 8-9 years of experience specific to that company
that's
or
exactly
industry.
Exactly what it is.
I love that.
Every time Lena works, now Lena learns.
Yeah.
And that's been a missing component that's now part of it.
Okay, great. Let's talk about a couple of these other ideas. One of the things that you were also talking about as an instrument is troubleshooting.
That's right.
AI-enabled troubleshooting.
That's right.
What does that mean?
So to date, we started off with kind of a room check or a health check. And what that basically did is you could deploy Lena to say, make sure this space is set up how I intended it to be, right? Mm-hmm. And it's looking at a configuration that a user set up very easily and is saying it should be configured like this in reorienting the room in order to match that kind of target state or goal.
Okay.
Now, you're actually able to communicate with Lena and say, you know, my screen's black. It's not working. And Lena's smart enough to work through that and talk to that person. Well, where are you, right? Huh. You know, establish an understanding of your location. Survey that location. Look at the technology. Read the information from that and say, well, you know, you might be saying that this device isn't working, but actually the root cause of this problem is this other device.
Wow.
And so Lena's smart enough to go into those spaces, to probe the technology, to understand how it's supposed to be working, and actually work with that human, or even fully autonomously, solve those problems to make sure the spaces are functioning as they should.
And you're talking about this as being an element of troubleshooting, but you've alluded to something. I hope I'm not giving it away, but in the time frame of maybe Infocom, you're talking about proactive troubleshooting.
Yeah, so absolutely. So phase one where we are now with that advanced troubleshooting and reasoning is it's human initiated, right? So a person reports that there's an issue and Lena will go to work, just like a tier one or tier two kind of technician.
Okay, yeah,
technician would. But what we're building towards is a situation where Lena is kind of constantly observing those technologies and can actually see when those problems happen, even when a human's not reporting them, to ensure that spaces are functioning as they should all the time.
I love it. Now let's talk about this other instruments you're bringing out as part of your fleet program, these individual musicians, if you will.
Sure.
You've already got some, including BrightSign, HP, but you're bringing some other ones that you're announcing here at the show.
Yeah, we've got great lineup of partners from within the industry. We're actually adding Shure and LG to that list here at ISE.
That's great. All right, so I love this. We're getting this idea of instruments to overplay this story, but bring it back to orchestration.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me again, how does this play into an entire orchestration picture?
Again, orchestration is really bringing harmony to all of that. I mean, look at how many technologies are here. I mean, it's overwhelming,
right?
And they're not necessarily designed to work together. I mean, in some sense, but there are different companies building different technologies and all of that.
Yeah.
So, again, orchestration is kind of like a big foggy word. What does that even mean? It's jargony, but it really says, getting back to that point, just having it work. And by deploying our central intelligence in Lena into those networks, Lena understands what should be happening, understands all of the nuances of the individual technologies, has been instructed by human operators on how to work, and is really just managing that space to make sure all those technologies are working harmoniously.
I love this. Your excitement is infectious, I have to tell you right now.
It's science fiction, Craig.
But it's
like
together.
We're building something that 10 years ago would only be in science fiction novels, and now it's real in front of us. It's
AI exciting. Native, orchestration, expansive fleet partnerships.
Right.
You're doing a lot here. All right, so if people want to learn more, what should they do next?
So we've got a few different tracks. We supply to certainly our platform to end users.
Mm-hmm.
We can supply through the channel. Even vendor partners can leverage it. And so certainly visit us online or at the booth here at the show.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. This is fantastic. This has been a great update. I can't wait until the next time we talk again. All right.
Yeah.
Eric,
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. This is Craig Durr with the Collab Collective with some more exciting information here from ISE 2026. Stay tuned as we bring you some more updates. Take care.